Good morning, Jane.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about ceiling fans.
Yes.
I didn't know if there's a difference between which way they rotate versus a flat ceiling versus a vaulted ceiling, and which way do you do it in the winter, counter or clock?
Well, okay. Here's what the school of thought is. In the summertime, you want the air from the fan blowing down on you, so that you get that cooling effect.
Correct.
Okay. So what that means is, if you look at the rotation, you know, since I can't tell you which way your blades are tilted, in other words, if you know how the propeller works, you want it so that the cutting edge in the summertime, you want the cutting edge of the blade as it rotates to be on, as it's turning around, the high side of the blade is hitting the air first.
Okay.
Okay, so because what happens, you can see how that would push the air down in the summertime.
I see.
In the wintertime, you want it to rotate the exact opposite way, so that if you're looking at the blade on its on the edge, as it's rotating around, the low side of the blade is actually cutting. And what that does is that pushes the air up, you know, and basically the thinking is that it's pulling the cooler air from the floor up and making the hot air come down into the room.
I see. Okay. Right.
So, but if you want my honest opinion, I don't think it does anything as far as energy comfort in the average house, because, you know, you're using electricity, you know, to try to, you know, in other words, the BTUs of heat are still in the room, and the heat loss in the room is still the same, no matter if the fan operates or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, you understand? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
In other words, if you don't have that fan in there, you're still going to use the same amount of energy to heat your house or keep your house at 70 or 72.
Okay.
So when you're now turning the fan on to try to make yourself warmer, you're just making your utility bill go higher.
I see.
You know, so my advice, when I was interviewed on NPR about a month ago, if you want to save money and do things like that, just lower your thermostat, put it down to 65. And wear long underwear, and wear. I know it sounds crazy. I'm just telling you, it works. You can put your thermostat down as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit, and still be comfortable if you just wear long underwear. Both, I'm not kidding, both the top and the bottom, and wear a hooded sweatshirt. People are going to think, well, I don't want to do that. Well, then go ahead and pay your money to Synergy. I don't care.
Right. Well, we've got it down to 65 while we sleep.
Yeah. Well, but you can even leave it there in the daytime. You'd be surprised. You just got to wear more clothes.
Okay.
You know, my kids run around the house barefoot, and they, you know, it's cold in here, Dad. No wonder it's cold. You know, of course it's cold. You're not wearing clothes.
There you go.
Anything
Thank
else?
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Sure appreciate
bye-bye.
It, Jane. All right. Bye bye.